Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with
Alicia Gamble.
And who do you play in Into the Woods?
I play the baker's wife.
All right, the famous role of the baker's wife. Awesome. So this is obviously Into the Woods, which is at the Kennedy Center now through Sunday, January 8th. So maybe something perfect to go see over the holidays if you're off. Or even
Absolutely.
Before then.
Absolutely.
All right, awesome. So before we dive in, let's, because you and I know it, we've seen the movie, we've seen the play, we know the deal, but let's pretend someone's listening to this that doesn't know anything about it. Break down the quick plot summary for them.
So basically, it's a lot of the fairy tales we've all grown up with and know. So you have Jack and the Beanstalk, Little Red Riding Hood, there's Cinderella, there's also Rapunzel. So you have all of these fairy tales that we all know. And then there's only two kind of made-up characters, the baker and the baker's wife, who kind of interweave through all of these stories trying to break a spell that's been placed on their family. And so you kind of see these people interacting and doing the stories that we all know and love in this fictional kingdom that they all happen to cohabitate in together. And then the second act kind of tells you, well, what happens after everyone gets what they want? What happens after Happily Ever After?
Ah.
Yeah.
Why do you think, just more broadly, generally, culturally, why do you think these sort of fractured fairy tales are so huge right now? Is it just we're kind of at a postmodern place in society? Because, you know, Disney has that show Once Upon a Time that kind of, weaves in things, and then, of course, Into the Woods. I wonder what it is culturally that we want to recontextualize all that.
Well, I think there's something interesting, and I mean, these are stories we've all kind of grown up with. So Everyone knows these stories, these characters, and what they kind of symbolize. So I think we all can easily relate to them. And so bringing them into kind of the real world and showing the reality of what happens in life, I think everyone can relate to that because we know these people so well.
Right.
And then we see them dealing with things that we deal with in life. Mm-hmm. So what better way than taking these stories we all know so well and making us apply it to the life that we're all trying to live through, the struggles that we go through day in day, you know, and here's these fairy tales that we all think, well, their life is perfect. They got everything they wanted, but they still have the same issues that we go through. So, I mean, I think it's easily relatable because it's something we all know so well.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Tell me about the baker's wife and the baker. Who's your baker?
His name is Evan Harrington, and he's delightful. The baker's wife is, when we first meet her, she's the baker's wife. I mean, that's her name. We don't know if her name is Joan or Jill. It's just the baker's wife. So, I mean, on paper, that's who she is. She is just his wife. But what we discover about her as they go into the woods to their ultimate wish is to have a child. And we discover through their trek through the woods that she's incredibly smart and quick and thinks on her feet and is probably a little smarter than him. She's a lot more willing to get things done. And, you know, her husband kind of discovers just how wonderful she is because she's kind of, I would say, a woman out of her time.
Right.
You know, if she wasn't set in the time period that this is kind of all set in, she would probably be running a company somewhere. She's just, you know, just out of place in the society that she was kind of born into. But she discovers just how wonderful she is and how smart and driven, but also, you know, how much she loves her husband and her family.
Who played that? Was it Emily Blunt? Who played the role?
Okay. I think so, in the movie.
So let's say, so you kind of broke it down for people that maybe don't know it at all, but let's say for people that saw the recent movie with Meryl Streep and Johnny Depp and everybody, how does this sort of compare to the movie? How does the stage version?
Well, this version is very different, I would say, from most productions. So we have kind of basically broken it down. So typically, I mean, this usually has like a nice, robust company. There's only 11 of us on stage. And so we have kind of really brought it down to being about an ensemble, a company of actors performing this show.
So it's very stripped down.
It is. But what's wonderful is it really makes the audience use their imagination. Mm-hmm. We take you on the journey with us. You are in the show with us. We use you. We talk to you. And what's great is it forces the audience to just kind of go with the story. So we have some characters playing multiple people. And it just really breaks it down to you really follow the story. You don't have to sit and, you know, we don't paint everything for you. It's not, there's not, you know, displays. Right. There's not special effects and stuff. It's all practical. It's all done where you can see what's happening. And what happens is people just believe everything that's happening because you see it happening, but it's so real, and we go for the truth of what's actually going on with these people. It's not just, oh, here's the fairy tale, and it's a nice bow, and, you know, it's there's nothing superficial about it.
So visually, it's more of like a minimalistic set and all that sort of thing.
Very much so. Although there's a lot to kind of look at. It's a really cool set, but it's just everything is right there to see it. I mean, we have lots of kind of set pieces on stage that become things that we use in the show. So it's just very minimalistic in that regard, but it makes the audience really use their imaginations, and people seem to love it.
Of course, they love it.
Yeah.
Probably mostly the big part we haven't even talked about. It's a musical.
A
Tony-winning musical. Yeah. Sondheim. Do you have some favorite numbers in the show?
Oh, yeah.
Remind us of some of the bigger numbers.
Okay. Well, there is Giants in the Sky, which is sung by our lovely Jack Philippe, and it's just such a great number, and we get to kind of watch him do it. What's also great about this production is that we play the instruments. There is no orchestra. It's us playing on stage,
That's
so you
cool.
see a lot of that, too. And it's really great because we get to support each other during our different numbers.
I think they did that in, what was the other one? Oh, Once at the Kennedy Center.
Yeah.
They have all the instruments on.
Absolutely.
It takes a different sort of skill set to be able to do all that.
It does. It's a lot. But it's great because we are supporting each other. So that's kind of really cool to get to, you know, when you're not on stage, you get to sit back and then play for someone else.
Yeah.
But there's also Steps in the Palace, which is sung by Cinderella. You have It Takes Two, Moments in the Woods. Little Red Riding Hood has, oh goodness, it has escaped me.
Maybe that's the song title.
It's escaped me.
No, it's okay. But overall, great, great music.
Absolutely.
That everyone's got. All right. Children Will Listen.
Children will listen.
I remember that one.
It's sung particularly at the end, and it's just, it's so poignant. And, you know, I think it's a great reminder as adults, like, what are we telling our children? What are we teaching our children? And as it says, it's like, they'll listen. And sometimes, depending on what we say, it could turn back on us.
Yeah.
So you just have to be really, really attentive to, attentive to what we say to children. Because
the
they do listen. We have two, actually. It is Ben Steinfeld and Noah Brody,
thanks,
who are a part of Fiasco Theater Company, which is what this production is. It's Fiasco Theater's production of Into the Woods.
Gotcha.
So they are incredible. Their theater company is more classical theater based, but very much about ensemble. So that's why this production is very much about a company and an ensemble, because that's what they are geared towards. That's what they live for.
Right, for sure. When did you personally first discover Into the Woods? Did you see it on Broadway?
I didn't. I would say probably back in college. I went to Catholic University.
Oh, nice.
I did, yes. And I went to the music school, and we have a music library there. And I remember at times I would... They used to have Laserdisc.
Oh, remember those big things?
And I remember I used to borrow it and take it to the library and just watch it. Because, it's so gorgeous. And then I did a production of it in college. I was the witch. And then a few years later, I did it at Signature Theater, opening their new space, which is not really new anymore.
Yeah, but it's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous, playing the witch there as well. So, I've kind of had this nice little history with it.
How's it been going from the witch to the baker's wife?
It's been great. I mean, it's...
That's quite a change.
It is a change, but it's nice to kind of discover, another strong female in this show and, like, what her journey is versus the witch. You know, and what's great about this show in general, especially as an audience member, is how this show kind of... Every time you see it, you... pull something else. It kind of hits you at weird different points in your life.
Right.
Whereas, one time you watch it, this, specific storyline might, follow you and might trigger some things in your head and your heart. Whereas, the next time you see it, something else goes, I never followed that. That never touched me before. It's really quite a blossom that just keeps, there's just new things to discover as it keeps going on and you keep pulling leaves away.
Mm-hmm. What do we learn about some of these famous fairy tale characters, from Cinderella to the others? What sort of ways do we see them in a new light in this show?
Well, I think you learn that, sometimes careful what you wish for. And sometimes what you might be wishing for might not necessarily be what you want.
Ah.
You might get what you want and then realize, that's not what I wanted. All of the other things that come with that might not be necessarily what what you were initially searching for.
Interesting. That's a cool way to look at it. You mentioned that you went to Catholic. Are you a hometown girl?
I am.
Oh, awesome. Let's go into that. All right. So where'd you grow up and all that?
I am. I can actually say I'm a Washington native. I was born at the Washington Hospital Center, so I can claim that.
Actually, D.C.
I am actually from D.C. proper, but I was raised and still have a house in Tacoma Park, Maryland.
Oh, cool.
So just right over the D.C. line. I went to Our Lady of Good Counsel High School when it was in Wheaton, before it was in Olney, and then obviously Catholic University. But then I've worked here regionally for a long time at most of the local theaters here. So my first performance professionally was at Olney Theater, and then I've worked at Signature, Arena, Fords, Shakespeare, Roundhouse. So I've kind of...
All around.
Yeah.
All around the DMV.
All around it.
Are you, do you remember, like, how did you actually get into musical theater as a kid?
You know, I would say my very first soiree into music theater was in third grade at East Silver Spring.
All right.
In Silver Spring. we did a production of the Bremen Town Musicians. And I was the cat.
Nice.
And I loved it. And I've always sung, I also, used to sing in my choir at church. And always kind of did the plays all through, middle school, high school. And it wasn't until, I would say, high school that it became that I decided, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I did a production of Oliver.
Who were you?
I was Nancy.
Nancy? Oh,
well,
nice.
It was funny because it was my it was my freshman year in high school. And I, went and auditioned, assuming I'd get, in the chorus and I would be happy with that. And then all of a sudden the cast list went up and it was like Alicia Gamble, Nancy. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like this light bulb went off. I was like, maybe I want to do this.
It's got to be an addicting feeling too. Like,
it is.
I want to see my name on a more cast list.
Well, it was just, to all of a sudden have that be this, maybe I can do this.
That's a thing. That's a life.
Like, what?
Path. I can do that.
And so it just kind of, became this thing I continued to do and then decided, this is what I'm going to do. And went to school and here we are.
So plenty of probably hometown fans that have seen you all around the area will be able to come out to the Kennedy Center.
Absolutely. Come on down.
That's awesome. So yeah, if someone heard this and their interest is a little piqued, what gets them out there? What's the final sell? Why should they come?
Why should you come is because it's Sondheim. James Lapine. It's a wonderful, such a great show. It's great for the family. It will pique your interest in music theater. If this is something you've never seen before, come out. I think it's a great way to discover music theater. But it's just a great show full of great music, great acting, and just a wonderful story that's good for all ages. Come on out. We'd love to see you.
Awesome. Well, again, it is Into the Woods now through Sunday, January 8th at the Kennedy Center. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank
this
you so
a pleasure.
Much. Yeah.